What's up, guys? It's the third episode of the Complete Strength podcast. Today's carpool is going to be a question I was talking about. Someone asked me in the gym, talking about, you know, intermittent fasting. Now, I know everybody knows what intermittent fasting is. And before you think, jump to conclusions, what this podcast is going to be about, it's not going to be about whether they are good or bad. It's only a tool. Same as, you know, what we were talking about before. You know, what's the best exercise to get you to where you want to be? Any exercises can be good or bad. It's application and the dosage of it. So, with intermittent fasting, just in case you don't know, it's fasting for longer periods throughout the day, just so you can limit the amount of time that you have to eat your calories in. So usually if you're on a calorie restriction, so if you're into a calorie deficit, at the minute I'm on 2,000 calories, which is a deficit for me. Well, bloody hope it's a deficit for me, because I really don't like going below 2,000 calories. But as I get leaner, it probably will go under, so it'll be a little bit grumpier. But anyway, straying from the point for once. So if you're going to a calorie deficit, intermittent fasting is a pretty decent way of approaching it. So if you could do it by fasting till maybe 12 o'clock and having your last meal or your last snack before bed around about 8 o'clock, it gives you an 8-hour window to get your calories in. Good thing about that is it limits the amount of time you eat. The longer the window, or the bigger the window, should I say, when you're eating, it does give room for getting more calories in, sneaky calories, a little bite of this and a little drink of that, a little taste of this. They all add up into kind of hidden calories, which were really, really crap at tracking, and I'll be the first to admit that. So yeah, intermittent fasting can be good for that way. But again, it can only be good if you can sustain it. If it's something that you've, if you really, really can't stick to that, then it's probably not for you. But anyway, this question was about intermittent fasting. Sorry, just getting a quick drink. Yeah, so this was about intermittent fasting, and we're talking about, you know, some general advice if they were going to do it. So for me, the one big bit of advice is probably the most simplest. When you do fast, make sure that your first meal has been prepped. Make sure you've planned what your first meal is going to be. Now, if you don't, it's not the end of the world. It's not like, oh no, I didn't plan my first meal, so I'm just going to eat spontaneous and I'm going to gain X amount of pounds of fat. It doesn't work like that. But just to go off other people's experiences and also experiences of my own, having your first meal prepped, at least, kind of cuts out the extra eating. You know the old story of not going to do your food shopping at the supermarket while you're hungry, because you end up getting all kinds of crap and you end up with three shopping trolleys full because you started thinking with your belly. So yeah, you start sticking loads of extra stuff on. Same can happen when you end a fast if you've not planned. It could be stopping off at the shop, and because you pick whatever you want, so it could be, you know, a salad, could be a hot meal, some chicken, could be a sandwich, whatever it is, whatever you chose to have for that first meal. There's a good chance, if you've not prepped it, might be a chance of just picking up the extra little cookie on the side, little chocolate bar. You might be getting up because you're so hungry, and because you've not really prepped it through. So if you've prepped it, you'll have a good idea of what calories are in there, the protein amount that's in there, carbs and fat that you're going to be having. When you're hungry, you do feel a lot, and more especially when you're very, very hungry, you can be a little bit irrational in your thinking, so you do kind of reach for quick fixes, which are also going to boost your calories up. So all those calories that you saved from intermittent fasting, or that you would have saved, it's kind of pointless really. So the only quick tip that I've got for anyone that's intermittent fasting is make sure you do your best attempt to get your first meal prepped. Have it ready beforehand, have it ready the night before, prep it in the morning. Which if you prep your food in the morning when you're fasting, Jesus, you're an angel, you're a legend by my eyes, because I find it really, really difficult. I'd rather get my stuff prepped the night before, so I don't even think about food until I'm ready to eat it, around about 12, 1 o'clock. But yeah, give that a try. Any other questions, or if you have any questions that you want me to answer or just talk over, throw them over to me through the Anchor app. Be really careful how you say that, Anchor app. Fire them over, download the app. It's a pretty cool app, actually. I've never really done a podcast before, but as far as I can see, it's mega, mega easy to use. And I like things that are mega, mega easy to use, especially with technology. Give that a try. Throw some questions over. And I will speak to you guys next time.